settling, grounding, resting, and support using breath. Beginning, just as we always do, by placing the body. Placing the body in a position that reflects the importance of what we're doing and that feels tall and strong. Strong back and soft front. Practicing sitting well. And then, having placed the body, placing the mind by exploring our intention for the practice, which for this practice is to see how it is to anchor ourselves lightly in the present moment using breath. And spending a moment with our motivation, reminding ourselves why it might be really helpful to learn to be more present and to learn to lightly drop anchor into the present moment. And then allowing the posture and our intention and motivation to hold the rest of our practice, to just be there for us. As we begin to settle the mind in the usual way, perhaps starting by, first of all, paying attention to the area of the body where you're most aware of feeling the breath, whether that's the nostrils, or the chest, or the belly, or somewhere else. And then perhaps widening that to include the full path of the breath, from where it enters the body. Perhaps you can feel the air rushing through the insides of the nostrils or between your lips on the in-breath. Feeling the expansion of the chest, perhaps some stretching in the muscles of the belly with the in-breath. Maybe noticing a slight pause as the tide of the breath turns. And then following the breath as it leaves the body, back up from the lungs. Noticing the belly fall back towards the spine and the chest falling. And the air rushing back out through the nostrils or between the lips. Deepening the breathing just a little bit, if that feels okay. And introducing counting or saying a phrase. So if counting up to three or four as you breathe in, or a different number if three or four don't feel quite right. And then breathing out, counting up to your chosen number. So that the in-breath is just roughly equal in length to the out-breath. Or if you prefer, you might say a phrase to yourself as you tune in to the sensations of the breath flowing in and out. You might say, breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. And that might seem a little bit strange, but we're really giving the mind a job to do, to help it stay present. Tuning in to how it feels right now as the breath enters and leaves the body. And counting or saying a phrase at the same time. If the mind wanders off, then we just bring it back. Nothing wrong if the mind wanders off, just a habit. And then letting go of any counting and allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm and pace, And placing our attention on the out-breath now. And really allowing ourselves to feel how it is for the body to let go of the breath. How does it feel? And we might notice the body relaxing a little bit on that out-breath. And maybe the mind can learn from that. Maybe the mind can learn to relax a little bit as well. Not needing to grab at the thoughts that arise and begin the process of thinking. Maybe the mind can learn to just allow the thoughts to come and go, to do their own thing. Allowing our attention to expand now into the whole of the body. Perhaps finding the edges of the body, and in particular those edges of the body that are in contact with something. Noticing what the hands are resting against, and not needing to think about it, but just tuning into what physical sensations we can be aware of in the hands right now. And if the hands are resting in the lap, then maybe noticing also some sensations in those upper parts of the legs, where the hands rest against them, feeling the weight of the hands, the sensations of contact. And also directing our attention to the lower parts of the body that are in contact with whatever the body is supported by. The chair, or the bed, or the floor. And noticing what the contact feels like. Allowing ourselves to be curious, developing an interest in our present moment experience, the only moment that life is really happening in. Perhaps spending a moment tuning in to the more subtle sensations now. Can you tune into clothing resting against the body? Or jewelry? Or a watch? Maybe aware of strands of hair touching the face or the neck? Maybe being curious about the sensations created by the air touching your skin, perhaps in the areas of your face, neck, hands. And beginning to become aware of the space around the body. Space in which the body can rest. And noticing how the body is supported without condition by the ground beneath. And noticing how the body can support the mind as you rest here. So just resting here with nothing to do, nothing being asked of you. In this moment, and eventually your mind will wander off into thinking, because that's what minds tend to do. And so we can notice that and use a support now. In this practice, we're choosing to use breath as our support. And so resting here with a light awareness of the flow of the breath. Really tuning in to all of the sensations that the breath creates in the body. Following each cycle of the breath with curiosity, as best you can, whilst not shutting out the rest of your experience. So maybe allowing around 20% of your attention to be placed on these sensations of the breath, while the rest of your attention remains soft and open and alert to your inner landscape of emotions, sensations, thoughts, images, storylines. Just being present for it all as best we can, whilst dropping anchor lightly in the breath. And if your mind wanders off into thinking, then just coming back to the breath. Each time you notice your mind has wandered off into thinking, just come back to the breath, reeling the puppy dog mind back in. And once more, if you notice that your mind has wandered off, all you have to do is decide to bring it back. Back to the here and now. And just remembering to place a portion of your attention on the sensations of the breath. The breath is where we're lightly dropping anchor during this practice. If your mind wanders off 1,000 times, then bring it back 1,000 times. And if your mind only wanders off a few times in a practice, that doesn't mean that the practice is any better than a practice where your mind wanders off 1,000 times. And there's no wrong way to feel, no wrong experience to have. The way you're feeling is the right way, because it's how you're feeling.